says the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 12th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of Gustave Flaubert, born in Rouen, France, in 1821, author of Madame Bovary, 1857. Today is the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It was on this day in 1531 that the image of the Virgin of Guadalupe appeared on the cloak of a Mexican peasant, Juan Diego. It was just 10 years after Cortes had conquered Mexico and brought Christianity there. And Juan Diego was on his way to attend Mass when he heard strange music and birds and someone calling his name. He saw a vision of a young woman dressed like Aztec royalty, bathed in light, recognized her as the Virgin Mary. She spoke in his language, Nahuatl, telling him that she wanted a shrine in her honor built on that very hill, and that he should meet with the bishop and tell him so. The bishop was skeptical, so Juan Diego went back to the hill. The Virgin told him to try again. He went back to the bishop. The bishop still did not believe him, said he would need a sign. So he went back to the hill, and the Virgin asked him to pick the roses there. The hillside was barren. Only cactus grew there. But Juan Diego found it covered with roses, a sort of rose that grew in Spain, where the bishop was born. Juan Diego arranged the roses inside his cloak. He went in to visit the bishop, opened his cloak, the roses fell out, and an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared on the fabric of the cloak. And the bishop agreed to build the shrine, which then became the Basilica of Saint Mary. In Mexico City, each year more than 20 million pilgrims visited. It's the birthday of the physician and inventor, poet, philosopher, scientist Erasmus Darwin, born in Elston, England, 1731. Charles Darwin was his grandson. Erasmus Darwin was ahead of his time in urging the importance of sanitation, advocating against the restraint of the insane. He was the first man to urge the use of phosphate of lime in agriculture, and designed a steam-powered car, a horizontal windmill, and a copy machine, even if none of them got built. Here's a poem for today by Jason Schindler, Alone for the Fifth Day. When I look at the ocean for a long time, the blue and restless driven waves, I keep looking at the waves swaying in the wind like a metronome wired for the sound of a sleeping heart. And I keep looking with the silence of the sun on the window pane, and I keep looking and do not stop, looking deeper into waves as if into the middle of a woman's body where the soul and spirit have no human bonds. And I begin never to turn away from looking, though I am frightened, but keep looking beyond what I know until I can hardly think or breathe because I have arrived with the need to be me disappearing into the beautiful waves, reflecting no one, nothing, no one. A poem by Jason Schindler, Alone for the Fifth Day, from his collection Stupid Hope, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.